Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And good morning and welcome into Life Planning 101, a special Tuesday edition of Life Planning 101 with the Martin Luther King holiday yesterday and our regular host, Angela Kennedy Robinson. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. And do we have a and more show for you this morning? We are so excited about this show. We have the privilege of having a gentleman that has been interviewed in several journals, magazines, newspapers. He's been had appearances on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all of them. Okay. So we are so excited to have him on with us today. And and I tell you what we're doing. We've got a promotion going on right now with this company. And this has been awesome for our clients, for the people that we work with. We brought him into Fort Worth. We brought him into Abilene to come see the families we work with. And it was simply by belief on our own behalf. My dad actually went up to this company, and I'm about to tell you what it is if you're waiting, but went up to this company earlier this year, and the experience he had was so incredible. He said, we have got to tell everybody about this. And you know, at Kennedy Financial Services, we know this, if you've listened to our show, it's not just about your money, it's about your life, it's about everything, it's about your family, it's about the longevity. And you know, the families that we work with them for 25 years, 30 years, their entire retirement.
They become family.
They are family. That's right. And so, you know, one of the most important things to us is their health. And, you know, in fact, it's so important when people come in, we go over three things at the very beginning of every appointment. And the first is a gratitude, you know, saying something that we're grateful for, stopping and giving thanks, right? The second thing is this, health. And that's what we're going to be talking about on the show today is health. We have Dr. John Duncan of Viascan. He's the owner. It's been in operation since June of 2001. And this doctor actually came from the Cooper Clinic, the renowned Cooper Clinic. And yes, in Dallas. And he worked there at the Cooper Institute for 15 years. And since that time, he's kind of been a pioneer of preventative cardiology. And you know, this is huge. He actually graduated with a PhD in exercise physiology and received a prestigious American Heart Award for exemplary work in hypertension, cholesterol research, preventative cardiology. And he's also published clinical research in the most prestigious medical journals, such as the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA. And I even know what that is, and I have nothing to do with the medical industry. So, you know, we are really excited. He's worked from everything from professional athletes to the biggest Fortune 500 company CEOs with what they do. And I'm telling you, we actually had a gentleman that went, one of our clients, we sent him up there, and the next week they said, you're going directly over to your cardiologist. He went over there, had three stents put in. So, you know, what they do is so preventative, so amazing, and I'm not going to tell you what they do. I'm going to let Dr. John Duncan do that, but you don't want to miss this show. I'm telling you, it's going to be the greatest thing you've heard all year. Even though it is January, you'll still be saying that in December. So don't want to miss it when we come back.
Health matters, family matters, money matters. They're all intertwined. We'll be back with more Life Planning 101 right after this. And Life Planning 101 rolls on here on KTX KWBY. Special guest on the phone. I'm going to turn it back over to Angela.
That is right. And we are so privileged and honored to have Dr. John Duncan, owner of Viascan. If you missed the first segment of our show, we briefly discussed this company that he developed that actually they've been saving lives and helping people see things before they're actually an issue since June of 2001. And my dad went to him, and he's been telling everybody. And I have have to honestly say, until I got to hear him speak last week, I said, oh, this is great. But when I got to hear you speak, I've been ranting and raving about you, Dr. Duncan. This is just an amazing technology that you bring to the table, and it's really in our backyard. So thank you for being on the show, and tell us a little bit about ViaScan and what you do.
Well, first of all, Angela, thank you for having me on your show, and your dad and your whole company is an icon in the community there in Abilene, and one I highly respect as well, but I'm so honored to be on your show this morning. ViaScan is sort of back to the future from a healthcare perspective. We now have the ability to look inside your body like Star Trek, hold your breath 30 seconds, a painless, easy scan, and we're able to detect problems before they ever become a problem. Last week, we scanned a 37-year-old young woman that never smoked, never was around secondhand smoke, and no one would have suspected that she had any health issues, particularly herself, because she felt good. But when we scanned her, we found a little tiny 9.5-millimeter lung cancer that was detected and sent to the surgeon, and she should have excellent outcomes. We find heart plaque when it's the size of a pinhead,
wow,
a sub-millimeter, before you have to go through the scenes of staring up at bright lights in the emergency room because you're right in the middle of having a heart attack. We don't have to wait for advanced disease to strike and then react to it. We can now find it early and be proactive so that we maintain our good health.
Yes, that's amazing. You know, what I was amazed too is, as you mentioned, that your scanner is actually one of, what was it, 60 in the world?
Yes, Angela, that's right. It's a very unique scanner. It's the most expensive piece of medical equipment that is in any hospital or medical facility in the world. And because it's really special, it does things like no other scan does. As I've indicated, it finds this early cancers, it finds aneurysms before they dissect or rupture and cause sudden death unexpectedly, like happened in that Hollywood movie actor. We find aneurysms frequently in people that we scan, but the difference is when we find them, we either monitor them because they're reasonably small, or if they're life-threatening, we send them immediately to surgery to prevent it from rupturing and causing sudden death. We find gallstones, kidney stones. Yesterday, we had many patients that had gallstones, kidney stones. While that might not cause death, it does cause considerable pain that might be avoided with early detection, and you know what's going on. You can map out a strategy and a plan. So the scan is just really amazing. It's there to provide people information when they feel well, and so that they continue to feel well.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, you know, when you're looking across the spectrum of human race, who should have this body scan? Who should really be,
Angela, that's an excellent question. Usually men about 40, women about 45, the American Heart statistics show that that's the point when it's very common for men and women to have heart plaque. And in fact, about one out of every two or one out of every three men and women in the United States have this heart plaque. They have no idea. So it's very common to see. And if we can scan them and find it early, then we can treat it, because these treatments are so effective that we can keep the plaque from growing and causing need for surgery, and we can stabilize the plaque so that it never ruptures or cracks and precipitates or triggers a heart attack, so you die of healthy old age if you find it early and treat it. The problem with not going and getting a test, or even getting a test that you might think would be a heart test, like a stress test, those tests give you a false sense of security, because they never detect prevention or early disease. They only pick up obstructive or disease when it's very advanced. And so starting to treat advanced disease in the heart is like trying to wait to treat advanced cancer. The outcomes are not nearly as good as if you start treating at the very early beginning of the process.
You know, and that's something that caught my attention in a big way last week when you spoke, because I know personally of an individual that went and had a stress test and then 2 weeks later had a massive heart attack. And you stated something about, you know, it doesn't take this massive plaque buildup to have a heart attack, and that's a misnomer. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, Angela, you're hitting on all the key critical questions. You know, a lot of times the public thinks the heart attacks are blockage related, but if you look at the American Heart Association statistics, two-thirds of all heart attacks occur with people that have minimal or moderate blockages that would be missed 100% of the time on a stress test. And these plaques that are minimal or moderate in size, they rupture, or a big piece of that plaque breaks off, and it travels downstream in the coronary artery to where it's a little bit narrow and it can't navigate, and that causes or triggers a heart attack. So it's not necessarily blockage that precipitates that, and that's what stress tests are. They're simply blockage tests. It's plaque that causes heart attack, and that's what my scanner does, is it detects plaque, the fundamental cause of the heart attacks.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. You know, before you came on the show in the first segment, I was talking about a gentleman that we sent over to you, and immediately they sent him over to his cardiologist, had three stents put in. But I know you also said that, you know, you get a lot of young and healthy people that are a problem, you know, and even athletes, Olympians.
Well, you know, I wish that when we were born, we had some kind of code on our forehead so that, like going to the car dealership, they can plug it into the computer and the diagnostics can tell you exactly what's going on. And so on our foreheads, if we had some kind of code that, hey, there's a plaque early and it's building up, we need to get this attested to and discovered and treated. But we don't come that way. But we got the next best thing. We got the Viascan. Because now you can lie down, hold your breath 30 seconds on an open scanner, no needles, no pain. We can do that process and tell you that you either got some issues that you need to work on to maintain your good health, which is a win situation, or we tell you that all this fear that you had, that, you know, everybody in your family had heart attacks or strokes or these kinds of things, that you have absolutely zero plaque. And so that's another advantage and something that helps the people to give peace of mind, but it also helps their doctors. Many people are on cholesterol-lowering medications, and it's because the doctor is concerned that that cholesterol is turning into plaque. And so they put them on these lifelong expensive cholesterol medications, and in many cases, almost half the cases, these people have absolutely zero plaque.
Wow.
And so this scan can be a big benefit to doctors and patients to identify and personalize the medicine to determine who does need to be on those drugs that can save lives and who really has no plaque, and so the concern is really not justified by a scan.
Very good. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these other services that you offer. And then, you know, really, how does this work with Viascan? What do you need to know? And what might be the risks, or what are the risks that you hear about on the news? You don't want to miss it when we come back. Thank you, Dr. Duncan. Look forward to hearing from you again.
Dr. John Duncan, our guest here on Life Planning 101. Back to Angela.
Yes, thank you. And Dr. Duncan, thanks again for being on the show with us this morning. You know, this is something we consider so important. You know, we believe in preventative care when it comes to your finances, and preventative care when it comes to your health and in every area of your life. And this is what you do. And I know you've talked a lot about the heart. There was one story that you told in particular last week about a young lady, and probably the most emotion you had ever seen from a patient coming back at you simply by the scan being able to give her a peace of mind. So can you talk a little bit maybe to that story, and what are these other services that you can, or these other elements you're able to see with Viascan and this technology?
Well, Angela, I'm blessed every day. I pinch myself that God gives me the opportunity to sit in with such advanced technology. You know, I've worked with all kinds of advanced science, with NASA and Jet Propulsion Laboratory and others from a life science perspective on space shuttle and other kinds of things, and projects, and I've been around advanced technology all my life, and to be able to use it to give people either a plan of action or peace of mind is an incredible power that I never take for granted. And I'm always taken back by people that come in, not surprising, they're sometimes tense and anxious, because it's human nature maybe to think that we have negative health problems or realize at some point in time we're going to die. And so with that in mind, you know, people are sitting down in front of this monitor and we're reviewing images inside their body, so it's very upfront and personal. And they're afraid that, you know, we're going to have a discussion about some life-threatening issue that comes up. And so the really the most emotional ones, that, and we see it time and again, that folks that have a strong family history, mom and dad or brothers or sisters or everybody in the family, they have heart attacks or bypass or die from cardiovascular-related problems. And then I sit down with them and I tell them, usually very early on, the computer indicates that when they scan your entire coronary arteries from top to bottom, you have absolutely zero plaque. And then I go on and tell them what the medical science says about that. The medical science is very clear that people that have zero scores have the lowest probability of having a heart attack or cardiac-related death over the next 5 years, not just the here and now, but even into the near future. So it's a very powerful tool, and not surprisingly, people react very emotionally when they had a great fear of a medical condition that is alleviated when they're told that everything seemingly is good. Now, I also am very quick to tell people that no scan is perfect, ours included. So I tell people never, ever, even as accurate as ours is, to ignore symptoms. If they have chest pain or shortness of breath or symptoms like that, they should always and immediately call 911, seek emergency care.
Right, right. So, you know, I'm just looking through your brochure. You guys do heart scan, lung scan, virtual colonoscopy, which I'm sure some people would greatly appreciate. thorax, lungs, liver, pancreas, kidneys, bladder, all the abdominal vessels, uterus, ovaries. Wow. I mean, there's so much here. You know, and I know there's some hype about, you know, you do these scans and there's this radiation. And I know you addressed that at this last luncheon that we had in Abilene. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's really something that holds people back. In fact, first thing when I got in a conversation about this on Friday, that was the first, you know, conversation back towards me was this radiation. Doesn't that offset the point?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to address that, because it really hits to the core of human thinking, which is fear. Fear is an acronym for false evidence that appears real.
Yeah, I love that.
That's what fear is. And this is a prime example of that. Why this scanner is so unique, it's the most expensive scanner in the world. And what makes it expensive, it was designed specifically for screening programs in public health. And to meet screening criteria, it has to have two real important attributes. One, it has to be super accurate. I think this scan, without doubt, with any medical society and all the 2,000 papers published over 15, 20 years, consistently shows that it is one of the most advanced scans in the history of imaging. Number two, when we're scanning the public for cancer or heart disease, it needs to be safe. And so the radiation dose that you get with my heart scan is equivalent to what women get, the radiation dose women get, when they get a mammogram.
Wow.
And so it's ultra-low dose. No one, there's never been a report in the medical literature about radiation-induced cancer from mammography in women. And so it's super safe. Now, to give you how hysteria can drive people to make irrational thoughts, just consider the flip side of this coin. They're looking at a small little radiation exposure and the risk, and they blow it out of proportion. When you look at the benefit side of the equation, we're not scanning for some obscure disease that affects one in a million. We're scanning for a disease that affects one in two or one in three Americans.
That is right.
Now, you know, if you judge how many people's lives are saved because that is so common versus what minuscule radiation dose that is, and there's never been anything tied to a case of radiation-induced cancer, but let's just say it's some number, one in 500,000 or 300,000 or even 100,000. Well, compared to one in two, that seems to be a pretty good trade-off.
Yes.
And so you got to look at both sides of the coin, the benefit and the risk. And we take the risk of radiation safety extremely important. That's why we bought the most expensive scanner in the world, to have the lowest radiation, the safest scan that could give the best results to keep people healthy.
That's great. And I know we are running out of time, but I want to hit on probably the most important part of this. And this is something I love about what you did with ViaScan, is you took the scan that normally costs people out the arm and the leg, and you put it in a cost-effective business model so that it's available to everybody. And I think you've got about 30 seconds to tell us about the cost of being able to do this.
You know, it would cost thousands of dollars in medical facilities and hospitals, but a ViaScan, the cost is $895 normally for an entire body scan that looks for heart disease and cancers. It scans from your shoulders to your abdomen. So it scans all the vital organs. For Kennedy Financial listeners, we will offer an unbelievable price of $695. So I think your life and future health is worth $695.
Yes, it is. Dr. Duncan, thank you so much for being on the show and for all you're doing for the people, Kennedy Financial, the families we work with, the individuals. We can't thank you enough. I mean, it really brings tears to my eyes to know you helped save someone's life, and we love that. So thank you again. Tweet us this week. Let us know, are you planning on making healthier choices in 2017 than 2016? Ooh, truth is hard to yes or no. So let us know at KFS Life Planning. Thanks for being on the show this week. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Texas. God bless.
WBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.